Good morning and welcome back, my friends. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. It's Saturday, January 27, 2007, 1 minute past 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. I'm glad you're here. Those of us, welcome. Listening on shortwave at 3.215. Welcome to all of us listening online at www.rbnlive.com and, of course, AM and FM stations around the country, around the world. I'm glad you're all here. Obviously, we have a lot to get into, and we will continue that in just a second. First things first, our phone number, 800-313-9443, and our website is franklyspeakingradio.com. Our guest will be joining us here in just a little bit, but I promised Mike we would hold him over, and we have done so. Mike in Louisiana, welcome back, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, and thank you. I'll attempt to be a little bit briefer. What we've been talking about here is this the battle between the spirit and the flesh, and how we're called out, and we're tempted in the flesh, and we either submit our will mm-hmm. or we do it our way. Mm-hmm. And we're tempted to build a comfort zone around us and reject that truth that's not comfortable to us, that truth that would require us to take a stand or take action. In other words, it wouldn't be okay anymore. And I think that's the basis for a lot of denial. Mm-hmm. Boils down to it's human nature, and we're in the midst of spiritual warfare.
Amen.
And it's not only spiritual, though, because we're here in the physical. Mm-hmm. And as I've been listening, it seems to me, it occurs to me that we, different ones of us, have been speaking up to it like almost a play-by-play on the thing, and then stepping back and looking at an overall thing. And what Putin does, or what Bush does, or who's not getting along with who, we know the spirit of Antichrist is strong, and we know what the agenda is, that we know what their ultimate goal is, so we can probably pretty well imagine that there's other people pulling their strings toward that same agenda. Mm-hmm. And so I think as a group, if we can group ourselves, then we're all obviously called for something, for some reason. Because we're like-minded, we see the same thing, we know that we're living in a time of great deception. Mm-hmm. Scripture advises us to follow no man. All the denominations out there that are corporate entities, and there's four on every corner, mm-hmm. and we've been conditioned since we were in grade school.
Yes.
And we're now breaking that conditioning, like me, for the last 10 years. But the truth is still the truth, and we're either going to sacrifice our will to our master, and we get to choose who it is.
Excellent.
And I'll get off and let someone else talk.
Mike,
thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you. Boy, fantastic stuff, folks. Yes, you got to choose whom shall you serve. Very, very important words. Amen. Thank you for the call, Mike. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with our special guest this evening, Alistair Jackson, and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. Saturday morning already, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Taking us into the weekend, of course, will be our special guest here tonight. We'll bring him up in just a second. First things first, you know, I was driving in this evening and caught a song on the radio and a little snippet of a lyric that had caught my ear is somewhat relevant to what we've been talking about here. When Mike's comment there, you have to decide who you're going to serve. This whole world, everything we encounter is a choice. You could choose to hear something. You can choose to pretend that you didn't. You can choose to act on it. You can choose not to. You can choose to be a part of the solution. You can choose to try to avoid the whole thing and subsequently be a part of the problem. I like to think of this show as a swift kick to shake the fence that all the people sit on who want to just sort of be sideliners. And, well, you know, I don't want to commit to something till I know for sure who's going to win. That's what I want to do. I want to kick that fence, make it shake, make them feel unstable, and give them a chance to figure out which backyard they're going to fall into. But they will fall, okay, because nobody likes the lukewarm fence setters of the mainstream mindset. But the song, the lyric I was thinking of is, let's see, I got it right here. I had to write it down because my brain's not really working too well these days. It says, did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead role in a cage? That's what it's all about. People want to They want to have a little bit of status, perhaps. They want to or stay under the radar and, I can't speak out. I can't tell people what I really think and what I really feel because it's going to make me a target. I don't want to come under fire. Well, those people are useless to us. They're just here for window dressing to fill the cities and, you know, take our order at the fast food restaurant. They're not here to solve any of our problems. It's a burden that we have on our own shoulders. So, you know, the beauty of what we do is, like I said, we exist in this, okay? We don't live paranoid. We live free. And freedom is fearlessness, okay? It's caution, but fearlessness. There's no fear manipulating what we do. We're joyful. We're happy. We have faith, and we soldier on each and every day. One of the guys that has been instrumental in helping me out with that, certainly in this area, has been my good friend Alistair Jackson, and he joins us this evening. His website, www.mederimachines.com. That's MederiMachines.com. And, of course, we're thrilled that he's here from the Total Wellness Group. Alistair, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
It's going well, my friend. How are you?
Oh, you know, another day in paradise.
You know, you keep saying that. I have yet to see this paradise you speak of.
We walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen, brother. Well said. Well, I know you got to hear some of this evening's broadcast, and we've kind of been touching on a myriad of different subjects, but certainly we've also had a continuity here, as you can see the connectivity of all these different issues and all these different comments and these callers with different insights into different things. There is that big picture that I think we have to be cognizant of, and there's a lot to it, certainly.
Well, you know, we've certainly got a lot of conflicting things that happen in our senses when we're here on this planet, but you know, we do have a pretty good look at the fact that God made a beautiful place, and that keeps drawing us to wanting to be here. His signature's all over it, but there's another signature that's been interposed, and it has something to do with our dealings in the past. And these days, the outcomes of every day have everything to do with who we decide to serve, and it's a daily decision, you know.
Amen.
You got to serve somebody. You can't be neutral on this planet. You can't not believe in what is real. It's all going on. You got to participate somehow or other, you know.
Yeah. Even if you choose not to participate, it's still the choice has been made. And I think if we can highlight the decision, even someone making the decision of inaction is still choosing to do something, and they, of course, should be faulted for that as cowards that they are.
Well, passivity, you can't stand still in this place. You're aging. Time is passing. You just simply cannot not participate. So saying you're not is just saying you've capitulated with the strongest force that is driving society today, you know? And
well,
so, you know, it's not always the most comfortable thing to say. I'm going to have a persistent desire to stand in the center of wherever truth is happening.
Yeah. And stand tall, my friend. You do that, that's for sure.
It's not always comfortable, you know.
It's never comfortable.
Well, and we're told that it's likened to a form of resistance, and it can get extreme enough at various times to be risky to be going there, you know, risky for your very life and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it can scare you somewhat, and, you know, the devil's always saying, you know, it's take the easy path, you know, all you have to do is just lay down and take it, you know.
That's right.
Take your number, get in line, fill out your W-2s, do the contract every year with the beast, and, you know, just stay on those tracks, man. We'll look after you cradle to grave. Yeah, right.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and luckily I've never been one to buy into something. For me, maybe it's the ex-Catholic in me. I don't know, Alistair, but I've always found that when things start going good or things seem to be easy, that's when I start getting a little antsy, a little bit restless, because I tend to expect a little bit of a roller coaster ride on occasion. And
well, I like to maintain a sort of a kind of a dissatisfied satisfaction with being here and accepting as graciously as possible that it is Yahweh's grace that has everything happening the way it is in my life and everybody else's, and we cost the blood of Jesus. You know, it's a great price has been paid to rectify what we pained by. And we need to just maintain that trust that we're on the right course. We've arrived in the right time for our experience of life, and we've got something good to contribute. But it's the old story. It's the talents being distributed. Are you going to try and bury them under a rock, or invest them in at least something, some small investment of taking taking the risk and stepping out on the water, so to speak, and actually doing something that represents truth in a time where we are being led by a bunch of liars.
Well said. Well said. I agree wholeheartedly. It is a responsibility that we have, and we can try to shirk the responsibility, but it doesn't change the fact that that we are, as you said, you know, we're expensive folks, and we've been paid for by the Son of God, and the least we can do is do our best to sort of repay everything we can on that. But there's a big problem in the world, and for the most part, I think it's been addressed quite well this evening. It's the control mechanisms, and we've seen it time and time and time again. And certainly the control mechanisms here in America have changed who we are and what we're capable of doing for the most part. We're hamstrung from the get-go because we're born into a world of lies and deception. But certainly when you start looking at the hierarchy of the whole thing, well, you look at, for example, I think it was in the Fortune 500 companies that are available, of the... Of those 500, 10 of, I think, they were right in the top half, at least, of these pharmaceutical companies. And they had, between the 10 of them...
It's the old story, Frank. Follow the money to find out.
Oh, I know.
What's going
Absolutely.
On.
So you got the pharmaceutical companies. Those 10 of them in the Fortune 500 collectively made more than the other 490 all combined.
Yes.
So there's something to that. And then you look at it, certainly the share of the energy companies and what they're doing, and the fact, of course, that pharmaceuticals are made from a petroleum byproduct. That's intriguing as well. So you've got those two companies, which are just behemoths as far as finance goes.
Yeah, but they're
and greed.
Not separate companies. They're,
no, no,
they're,
no.
They're all owned by the same guy.
And they all pay the same politicians. So, you know, in
they
that
own
regard,
the same politician.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, I agree. And I was talking to somebody about that earlier this evening. And they said, you know, I just wish we could get a copy of this video to so and so or to. And I said, yeah. And they'll watch it and they'll be horrified and they'll start penning a bill or telling one of their lackeys to do it. And then, of course, the check will come with their payoff and they'll say, well, why don't we just lose that videotape?
Yeah. Well, more likely, some kind of bit of information comes with an outline of, you know, what your children do going to school every day, where your loved ones are, and what your indiscretions in the past with your girlfriends was. You know, I mean, these guys have got the sword of Damocles hanging over their head. It's the carrot or the stick.
Yeah.
If they obey their masters and appear to be doing something and follow the script, they get a great retirement package. They get to vote their own pay rises while they're supposedly working. And then they won't get killed or tortured or messed with if they just keep their mouth shut when it's appropriate.
Yeah, very well said, brother.
That is no honorable job. That is direct capitulation with a lying regime.
Yes, and they are certainly guilty of that. And we who do nothing and stand by while all this evil transpires, we are also guilty because we know it, because we see it.
Well, we historically, people who got upset about Hitler's operation in Germany, and I'm no fan of it, but, you know, I often heard the comment, well, if I'd been alive at that time, I'd have never gone along with that. Surely they knew that stuff was going on and it was a bad deal and blah, blah, blah. Hey, we're in a similar state of affairs today. It's just less grotesque and obvious in a way, but we're in a war zone and people are being destroyed, having their lives turned to absolute havoc by the mouthful every day by the food industry, who are also directly controlled by the or owned by the same groups of shareholders and you know, business entities all come down the same track to being one and the same operation. It's a huge conglomerate.
That's right.
Interlinked and owned ultimately by huge banking families.
On that note, let me hold you over here, my friend. Yep. Folks, our good friend Alistair Jackson joining us via phone. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
J. you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. It's Saturday morning, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is a good friend of mine and of the whole family, actually. He's just done some amazing things for us and for you as well, if you're interested. It's an amazing thing. Certainly, he's devoted probably about 3 decades of his life to the healing arts, and we're very pleased to have him and his insight here with us this evening. Health, wealth, and wisdom, my friend. That's what we're discussing.
There you go.
All right.
The point I was making before about capitulation with regimes and stuff, I've been meditating this thought for a while, you know, that I'm looking at a casualty list that isn't coming out of Iraq or Afghanistan or any other part of the world. I'm looking inside of the 50 contiguous independent nations, states, that form this union of United States. There's a war going on here already. We don't have to wait for another 9/11. We don't have to wait for a small nuke to go off. We should turn our attention to the fact that an illegitimate regime
completely supports the poisoning of the people who pay taxes to make it run. One mouthful at a time, proven science saying that you should not call poison food. All of these, you know, the donuts and the junk and the absolute garbage that are being consumed, one mouthful at a time, people are dropping dead. Thousands every hour are dying from a completely preventable cause that is controlled, manipulated, and dictated by corporations that are producing this garbage and are backed up by our very tax-paid government to say it's okay, it's good, it's something that you should have. And it's absolute nonsense. We know the facts, the truth. Poison is poison. Let's call it that. Let's put the surgeon's warnings on a can of pop instead of just a packet of cigarettes. You know, let's tell the truth that more people are dying because of a war against our bodies by the food industry, which is also owned by the drug industry. And I can go one step further and say, and now the drug industry and the surgical industry have proven how dangerous they are. They're the top of the list of what kills people prematurely in this country.
That's true.
That's official AMA and FDA stats from 2006. What the heck are we waiting for? A big hit, some big event to go on and say, that's going to be the start of the revolution. The fight against us started when we were born.
I concur wholeheartedly.
So you're waiting for a big event, you're waiting for Hitler to show up or the Antichrist or whatever. It's already going on. It's like John the Beloved said, the Antichrist is already here with us.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, you know, when you're looking at it from that, you know, through that lens, it does become crystal clear that this is a situation where they keep us weakened, they keep us fearful. It's a physical war, it's a psychological war, it's an emotional war, it's a spiritual war. All of these things coalesce in order for them to even feel like they're getting close to victory. But, you know, you're right. People are dropping dead right and left, and it's a health-related matter. And this is, you know, something we can address right here and now and allow people to further feel better and allow themselves to be in this fight, in this war, you know, mind, body, and spirit.
Yep. And it's so simple. It's so easy. It is doable. It is economical. The choices do exist. And I know, you know, it's the old thing. The word again says, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. What you don't know is going to kill you.
It's true. Very, very true.
And what you don't know is that the stuff that you're saying it's okay to eat every day is killing you one mouthful at a time, very painfully. The consequences of eating absolute garbage and not eating what is good are devastating, and people beg for mercy in the end processes. But while it's all going on, they act like they're bulletproof, and it's no big deal. They're walking around looking like a bloated pig, and they say, you know, I can't lose weight. I have a glandular problem. Give me a break. Stop sticking the stuff in your mouth, and it'll go away. You know, eat some real food. Eat something green. Discover what a garden's about. You get a life. Don't complain about the New World Order. Change what the New World Order is serving up onto your table. Choose not to have their recommended fare, the food of slaves, the food that the Egyptians feed to the Israelites, you know, the flesh pots. Mm-hmm. Get something living and put it in your body. One mouthful at a time, strengthen yourself against the battle that is really waging and going on, raging right now in this country.
Yeah, I think you're right on point. It's our first line of defense right here and right now, and it is something that people can do by choosing to exercise the knowledge that is available. And certainly you as a resource are there, and we certainly appreciate that. And we're coming up on our first break. But again, I want to give out the website because it has your contact info on it as well. Folks, it's www.MederiMachines.com, MederiMachines.com. And we'll give out the phone numbers, too, when we come back here with more from our special guest, Alistair Jackson. We'll take your questions as well. If you have any health problems that are plaguing you, it's a good time to and a good resource to tap into here. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Welcome back, folks. I'm glad you're here with us this evening. And before we get to our guests, let me remind you, this hour is being brought to you by the Survival Center, your one-stop shop for all things regarding preparedness. The Survival Center has anything you could possibly want or need to get ready for whatever might come down the line. You can call them at 360-458-6778 or visit them online at www.survivalcenter.com. Alistair Jackson, our special guest this evening. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, g'day, everybody.
Good day to you, sir, and I'm glad you're here. So we left off, we were talking about the health thing. Obviously, nutrition obviously is a vital thing. What do you think is the greatest health problem we're facing right now as far as the way that maybe a diet lacking in proper nutrition would manifest itself?
Well,
that's a big one, I know.
Sorry. Yeah, in a nutshell. The big thing is this.
If you follow the biblical story, Yahweh takes his man and woman and says, this is your living environment. It's a perfect stress-free garden. And then he says, every plant in here that bears seed after itself and every tree that does the same thing is going to be your food. Well, I'm not a total vegetarian. However, I do believe that we need to be predominantly vegetarian and predominantly raw in that category. Our cooking, our processing, our boxing, bottling, and canning takes vital life and nutrients that we need out of our food and transforms it into a literal imbalanced poison in our system, a load of problems along with a bit of fuel. And people are accumulating waste in their system and have no adequate means of their of supporting their body to get rid of it, and they keep accumulating more of it. And so the quality of life is taken down dramatically, and consequently we're seeing people by their 30s exhibiting old age symptoms. They might live till they're 70. Goodness knows, it's not much of what I would call life, and I doubt whether they get that far anyway. And that's the point. It's quality, not quantity. I don't care particularly about living much longer than the average time on this planet, because quite frankly, I'd be thoroughly had it with the place by 70 or 80 years. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to end up in diapers in a hospice in an old folks home, incapable of having any self-control mm-hmm. or self-determination and quality of life, and the misery that leads up to that.
Well,
it's
said.
That's the problem. And so what am I seeing? I'm seeing more and more of that problem. 30 years of working in this country and overseas as well, I've seen the degradation that's going on. There's lies, damned lies, and statistics. And the statistics say people are living longer and this, that, and the other thing. The lie is life is about enjoyment and happiness, not about mere existence.
Oh, that's very well put as well.
And I'm dealing with people constantly who are much more in the mere existence experience than life.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing with the kind of people that that you interact with? Any particular problems manifesting these days?
Oh, huge respiratory problems.
Really?
Weakness in the respiratory system is mm-hmm. profound. In the last several weeks, every other person that I'm helping with has got some kind of sinus infection or chest infection.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous things for this time of the year.
Yeah.
Repeatedly coming on people. Digestive weaknesses come and go in the picture, but respiratory attack seems to be profound. But I would say the worst thing is depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsiveness, manic depression, aggressiveness, bad moods, imbalanced emotions, a lack of sleep, stress. These are so commonplace and going all the way down to our young children. That is the epidemic, and it's a consequence in large part from malnutrition over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. People are malnourished for the nutrients that feed the brain particularly, and of course going along with that, it means their cardiovascular system is under a great load as well, but primarily we see mental strain.
I believe that, and I think it's interesting. I'd come across this story January 17th is when I found it, sciencedirect.com, and it says, using data from Italy over a about 30-year period or so, they had this is what they had determined. These are the scientists. Global warming possibly linked to an enhanced risk of suicide. So as the planet warms up, people get depressed. Now, see, this is interesting because I've heard of seasonal affective disorder, but it doesn't typically happen because things, you know, temperatures are nice and warm outside. It typically happens when people are cooped up for a long period of time because of inhospitable winter weather. But this is intriguing because, again, when you start factoring in the weather modification possibilities of something like HARP, and you could say global warming and all the different chemtrailing that is affiliated with, you know, these types of technologies,
yeah.
Surely this would have an impact on someone psychologically as well, which I think that, again, here we've got a quote-unquote scientific study taking place that completely disregards what we know to be pretty much, you know, common sense, I think, at this point.
Well, there's a huge stress overload, and it's brought on by the deficiencies in the diet. Mm-hmm. And there are other, you know, cultural and economic factors and all of these sort of things, but you have to realize that a lot of generations of people come under particular stress from their economics and politics. In fact, sure. It's inevitable on this planet. It's unusual for our generation, which has gone through a relative time of peace for the last 50 years. Of course, there's been very little peace, but
yeah.
To the Western world, we've felt pretty good. Anyway, the thing is that you continually lack or fail to supply. You're a food industry person. You completely and continuously fail to supply adequate amounts of the brain nutrient components in the food, or you process it out. That continually goes on, and then you add to the load of the person. When they're a child, they're expected to do homework, and when they're a teenager, they're expected to pass exams and be getting ready for life. And by the time they get through college, if that's the course they've chosen, they come out with a debt. They get credit cards. The average American now, the average American credit card debt is $7,700 per credit card holder in this country. Then you have mortgages, and then you have car payments, and then you have divorces, or you're in marriage first, and then the divorce and child support. The picture is pretty gloomy. You need a lot of good brain nutrients to put up with that kind of mental load, that demand to think. The brain is the most extravagant user of energy in the body. It uses about 60% of your blood sugar, and it uses the larger percentage of all of the exquisite nutrients that require very, very high-quality food and or supplements to be taken to get. So you've got somebody being required to operate in a battlefield, and you're only giving them K-rats, you know, every 3 days.
Yeah.
And you want them to dig trenches and man the guns and, you know, fight the wars and do all of these things. Well, you're exhausting the population, and I believe that's purposeful. And then you add HARP to it, manipulating frequencies, and you are adding to the battlefield. The casualties are going to be great. You only have to weaken people over, you know, a couple of generations like that, and they're dropping like flies, but they're productive. They do their work reasonably, and they provide the money for the tax system and all of that sort of stuff.
Well, I've said this
if you ever want to wipe out a lot of them, we have never been in such an ideal position for the maniacs to unleash biological and or frequency and or food-based problems, diseases, mm-hmm. whatever, and people fall like flies. They won't have any reserve to fight what comes next because they haven't prepared themselves. They're waiting for the big hit, and then it's all going to turn around. Hey, if you've been living on hamburgers and macaroni and cheese and dead, lifeless, pasteurized cow's milk and Wonder products and all the rest of it, you are not going to make it.
That's
when
true.
The push comes to have to hunker down and survive for a while.
Let me ask you this. Is it a situation where, because it seems to me, Alistair, that the human body is extraordinarily adaptable and that God has made us this way in order to...
Phenomenally.
Yeah. So,
but we're not supposed to abuse it just because it can.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I was going. If you are a person who has partaken in these horrific nutrition options and really horrific health options and things like that, your body is pretty darn toxic. Even if you feel okay over the slow, gradual passage of time, normal for you now becomes abnormal for somebody who's actually in good health. But the point is that you can feel all right, but really just be dangling over the precipice there of death. And just one little shake up to your system, which has maybe become so toxified that's now the new normal. You know, any sort of disruption to that, it will just put you right over the edge, which is why people tend to get sick, like you said, when a stressful situation steps up or there's a big change in their life, something, even if it's not a bad change, just a dramatic change, something that affects them psychologically, their body manifests that because it was sort of hanging on by a thread, and that thread is now broken and they've fallen off.
And if you've managed to generate a whole lot of negativity...
Yeah.
Through the news and through all of the talking of, you know, doom and gloom and woe is everything. I mean, planet Earth has been bad news since, you know, about day 14 on in Adam's sort of reign.
Yeah.
It's been a rotten place to end up in ever since then, by and large. Although beautiful, and you can see the hand of the Lord, and that's what gives you hope, and you you hopefully employ the principles of faith and understanding how you live by the word. You do these things, and you cooperate with your body's needs. Instead of giving it junk, you give it the right fuel, because it's simply a matter of what's the right fuel for this engine. Get that basically right, do your best at it, and have a decent life. But understand, we're transiting through here. We've got a choice of the quality of time that we have here, but no way are we going to make heaven on earth till God's good and ready for that.
Yeah. Well, very well said.
And it could be in our lifetime. It could be 100 generations from now. And that's none of my business. Mm-hmm. I've got a day to live today, and I don't know what tomorrow holds. I trust the one who put me here for it to be a good outcome. Nevertheless, you can only live one day at a time. You can't change yesterday, and tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. You don't have a mortgage on it. You don't own it. You don't know that you're going to wake up in the morning. Today is what you've got to take care of. If you take care of today, tomorrow looks better if you get there, because you've made provision for it.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. You mentioned about the debt-laden and therefore burden-laden society that we have here. I remember
to
when
whom
they
a man is in debt, to them they are enslaved.
Yeah, well,
Yeshua
that's exactly
of Nazareth.
That's exactly where we're at. You know, when they changed the bankruptcy laws and made it harder for people to file, they said predominantly most of the people filing for bankruptcy were indebted because of medical costs, a lack of insurance. Now, that's twofold, of course. Number one, first of all, you remove that safety net from people who need it. And secondly, of course, you highlight that medical insurance is actually a great thing.
Medical insurance is a trap in this place. It's been designed, I grew up in a world that said insurance is something that you hope you never draw on. You pay into it as an emergency thing if an emergency happens, and you count yourself lucky if your investment was entirely safe because you never made a claim. Now, especially in the health so-called industry, they want you to purchase that extraordinarily expensive stuff called health insurance. And then everybody lines up to use it. You know, they're trying to make their deductible, meet their deductible or whatever the heck it's called, the copay, and they're busy trying to make claims here and there. There are people who won't come to our place to be helped, not because they can't afford it, because their insurance won't pay for it. If you've got good insurance and you arrive at a hospital, woe to you, because they're going to use that insurance up as much as they can. You're going to get poked, prodded, examined, and turned inside out, operated on, and drugged till they run out of being able to make a claim on you, and they've got no more excuses. You're either out of there, standing up, or lying down. But one way or another, you're probably going to get more than you should have. Whereas if you arrive there a pauper, they'll say, well, we're not going to do too much here. Usually that has a better outcome.
that's absolutely true. No, I had a situation. My shoulder dislocates on a regular basis, and I think I've told you that before. Anyway, usually I can pop it back in myself. It's extraordinarily painful, but it's not a problem. Once I couldn't seem to get it back in, and I went to the hospital. So I went to the hospital and in the emergency room, and of course they make you walk in a little room, and then you got to give them all this information and whatnot, and then of course they tell you to go back out and sit. Well, as I was heading back out, of course, the gal like closes the door behind me, not realizing perhaps that I was walking a little slower. She actually slams the door into my dislocated arm.
No,
it didn't fix it. It caused me excruciating pain. Thanks for asking. So anyway, they walk in there and they basically said, okay, we got to give you muscle relaxers because you're all tensed up. And I said, yeah, I wonder why. I've been sitting in the waiting room for 5 hours.
And then
you
got bashed by a door.
Yeah, and then I got bashed by a door. I had to pay extra for that, I'm sure. I'm sure that they actually charged me for that on the bill. But they went and so they gave me medication to sort of, slow me down, sort of make me loopy. So my muscles would relax, and then they could pop it back in, which eventually they did after a while. But they had to give me tons and tons of it to get me to loosen up. And anyway, I don't remember this, but they said, you can't leave till you can walk around. And I got up, and I'm like, ta-da, that's what they tell me. I don't remember, doing the ta-da thing, but apparently I did. And anyway, I don't recall this almost at all, but apparently then they said, well, let's go down and give you some x-rays because, this we have to make sure it's back in place. And I'm like, well, obviously it's back in place. You know, I mean, you've seen dislocated shoulders probably thousands of times. Your arm's kinked out to the side. You know, your shoulder's up here. Your arm's way down where it should be. You got a gorilla arm, and it's just it's at an awkward angle. And then when it's back in, hey, you got full mobility. All your fingers work. It's quite obviously in place. But, of course, I was too drugged to, you know to refuse. And if I did refuse, I don't remember it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, then I get, of course, the emergency room bill, then the bill for the treatment, then the bill for the radiology, and it just goes on and on and on. And it's just BS. But you're absolutely right. You know, all of this, well, let's just check it out just in case. The doctors probably have no problem with their conscience because they feel like they're sticking it to the insurance company. And they figure, oh, you know what, it's not a big deal. You're only paying a small fraction of this. But they always run unnecessary tests and procedures, and those tend to do more harm than good, I would say.
Well, you know, you got to be wary of an outfit that's whole purpose, major motivational factor is let's find at least one problem and do something to it. Yeah, let's find something wrong. I want to deal mostly with people who major on finding right things.
There you go. You got to think positive. Hang on a second, brother. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with our special guest this evening, Alistair Jackson, and of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories. We'll be right back.
glad you're here, folks. It is Saturday morning. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. A few more minutes left here in this hour, and I'm very, very pleased to have our good friend joining us here on the program. His name, Alistair Jackson. Alistair, welcome back, sir.
Hey, Frank. Hey, everybody who's still awake in America.
Yeah, well, you are certainly not the kind of guy that puts people to sleep. Folks, I want to give out Alistair's phone number, so grab a pen. Okay, you can call him here in Arkansas at 479-521-6833. He is available for telephonic consultations as well and a great many things. And if you have questions about some of the stuff you hear, you can always follow that up during business hours. And then this number as well, toll-free, 888-563-3374 or 8885-MEDERI, M-E-D-E-R-I, website MEDERIMachines.com. Alistair, welcome back. You know, one of the things that I wanted to discuss here, and this is pretty it's pretty amazing. I won't get into too much detail because it's not really my story to tell, but basically conventional medicine has let me down a number of times. There is somebody in my family who obviously I care about very, very much. This person was told by conventional medicine that the problem they had was incurable, treatable only through medication. And you said, you know, that's a bunch of hooey or whatever the New Zealandish word for hooey is. But in Arkansas, that's what we call it. And that problem exists no longer. I mean, it was a done deal. It's not an issue anymore, and there is no medication for this. And I learned a long time ago that conventional medicine would like to drug us to death or cut us open, slice us up, dice us, and then, you know, assemble the parts and pieces back together in a Frankenstein sort of monster. But, you know, it's not necessary. And I would ask you this. What percentage of issues that people suffer from on a regular basis, you know, common type stuff, can be treated without surgery or prescription medication?
Well, I would step out on a limb here and upset some people in the medical community, but I would say by my own experience and what I know that the largest percentage of things that people are experiencing are fixable without resorting to pharmaceuticals or surgery or any radically invasive things. However, you have to be oriented to that way of looking after your body. The best news is this, is that if you're into our way of looking after the body, which in fact is the way that the Almighty Creator designed us to function, that's all. We're just obeying the Maker's you know, design parameters and fuel requirements, specifications, etc. You don't encounter the bad things, you know, to begin with. You know, it's best to avoid trouble rather than to, you know, have all the equipment in the world to deal with it, you know, and just simply let it arrive. Prevention, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure,
well
is the old saying.
Well,
and much more of that, my emphasis is...
Hold on, my friend. Quick break, folks. We're right back.